mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up. It has moved very quickly. A ton of information put out in the last hour with our guest Webster Griffin Tarpley. Again, his book, Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. That is a must-have for all of you out there. You can call in to 888-253-3139. That is available at InfoWars. Again, 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com. While you're there, check out the new Terror Storm. It is excellent. A lot of the history that we're going over today, and some of the key history in a very, very simple, colorful way to understand, is embedded in Terror Storm. And I think that this is Alex's best movie so far. I've seen it and am just happy to watch it about 50 more times and really absorb what's in it. So go to InfoWars.com, get Webster Griffin Tarpley's book, Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. I highly recommend this book, and I've interviewed Webster several times now on some of the content of the book, and it is just absolutely amazing. Go get the remaining copies of Terror Storm. These are autographed by Alex Jones. Go get The Order of Death so that you can see kind of what is behind all this, what's driving this, what is the prime motivation as these monsters put together a global governance, again, while they last. There are limited copies of The Order of Death available currently. There are limited copies of the autographed Alex Jones, the first edition of Terror Storm, available. And again, Webster Tarpley's book is there as well. 888-253-3139 or go to InfoWars.com. And what is your website again, Webster? It's WebsterTarpley.net?
You can go to Tarpley.net and read the Bush book for free. But if you want to, buy the book, I would urge you to buy it through Alex's website.
And that's the unauthorized Bush biography.
That's
and,
right.
And of course,
been up there for 10 years.
And people need to understand, Webster, that people like myself, Alex Jones, like yourself, I mean, we're not funded by big multinational corporations. We're not part of an umbrella of major network news where we're making a lot of money doing this. Generally, we're holding on sometimes by the skin of our teeth, and we use the funds by the money you spend on the materials to sink in and go further and do more investigations and to expand our investigations, expand our message. So it's vitally important that not only you have these books and these materials because of the information, but that you support something such as this. And that's something that we always try to put across to people. Very, very important. Webster, there's so much to talk about here. I kind of want to move into some of the other regions in the Middle East, which is why I was asking you about Pakistan.
One or two more things before we hurry away. In terms of 9/11, right, we've gotten used to the idea that it's all done under the cover of a drill, right? An exercise is used to cover what they do. If we look in the Israeli left-wing newspaper Haaretz from the 13th of July, the Haaretz has an article about a drill scenario, a drill plan, an exercise plan of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, and the scenario involved is an Israeli soldier is kidnapped by Hezbollah, and the IDF responds with massive air and land attacks on South Lebanon to break up Hezbollah. So that is the drill.
So what you're saying is they already had a drill to basically guard against what's happening right now.
Exactly, and then they flipped it live. And maybe there's another drill somewhere in somebody's drawer that says, get some Americans and have something bad happen to them, blame that on Hezbollah, and then you can you can essentially stampede the U.S. into
World War III.
Well,
that's why it's really important that you put out the information that you did, that we're leaving these 25,000-odd Americans in Lebanon today. It's important that you get this information out as well, folks, because then we know if something does happen to them, we know that we had the opportunity to get them out. We know that it isn't an accident. It isn't a coincidence.
If Italy and South Africa can get people out starting on Thursday after about 24 hours, we're now 6 days into the crisis. The U.S. has managed to do nothing.
We'll come back.
21 people.
We'll come back, Webster. Quickly put something else on the record if you need to. I want to just talk about Pakistan very briefly and India as it pertains to this conflict in the Middle East. And then we'll go right to calls. Folks, please be patient. We're just about to go to you. Alex Jones is out. Jack Blood is in. This is the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Like an info drone, an info cruise missile blasting out around the world in this global transmission. Thank you for tuning into the Alex Jones Show, and thank you for staying tuned in for Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. My website, quickly, is jackblood.com. You can always go check that out. Alex's website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, quickly becoming the biggest alternative news websites in the business today. Webster Tarpley with us, Tarpley.net. Tarpley.net is his website. Webster, I want to take these calls, so I'll tell you what, I'll skip my question on Pakistan, India, and even North Korea. You can work that into the conversation if you like. Finish up anything that has to be on the record before we go to these calls.
The economic potential of Israel, Palestine, all of these areas is enormous. If you look at this, it is where Europe, Asia, and Africa come together. Yeah. It ought to be the crossroads of the world. It ought to be the biggest railhead, rail junction of modern railroads in the world. It ought to be a place of transshipment, warehouses, naval transportation, coming through the Suez Canal. It ought to be essentially the commercial hub of the world. And what
that's why everybody's fighting over it, isn't it?
Partly to prevent that. Again, we need a Palestinian state in the 1967 borders. The Israelis go back to their 67 borders. Part of East Jerusalem has got to become the capital of the Palestinian state. The one thing the United States could do is, in a small sense, we should be able to indemnify, pay off those Israeli settlers, a lot of them are poor Russians who have been hustled in there as a means of buying a house, the only way they could get a roof over their heads. Similarly for the Palestinians, those are people who lost everything in the 1940s. They could be indemnified. Above all, we ought to promote the idea of a Marshall Plan for the area. One of the main things you need is water. Water can be produced through modern desalinization methods, but then you've got to have modern technology for your energy grid. It should be one energy grid for the entire area. That would solve the water question. It's no coincidence that the Israelis always seem to want to go back to the Litani River, because that's one of the few rivers that you have within easy reach of Israel, and of course that water all gets grabbed. So the idea is there's a tremendous economic potential if we could just get through the insanity of racial politics and racial ideology and the constant manipulation of the U.S. and the British.
Well, we know one thing for sure. I mean, I don't think it takes even a college graduate, let alone somebody at a think tank, to understand that bombing civilians on a regular basis is not going to stop terrorism. I don't care how you define terrorism. It's simply going to motivate more people to fight and to feel they have nothing to lose. 1-800-259-9231. Webster Griffin Tarpley with us. I want to thank everybody in advance for being as patient as you have. We're going to go right down the list here, starting with Tonto in Texas. Tonto, you're on the Alex Jones Show with Webster Tarpley.
Hey, Jack. I'm excited about the prospect of hearing you for 5 hours for the next 3 days. That's cool. And I especially appreciate Webster there. Both of you guys are my rebel heroes. But
your phone is terrible, so go ahead and ask a question. I appreciate the compliment.
Oh, okay, here we go. I'm addressing the gentleman that talked earlier about he's on a vacation. He wanted to know what to do. What can we do now? So many passive things we can do. Number one, stop giving your money through a plastic card to Exxon, Conoco, and all those people. Personally, I go get this, though, because...
Tonto, man, you can't move closer to your receiver or something. Your phone is almost illegible at this point. You're cutting out constantly.
How about right now?
That's so much better. Why didn't you do that in the first place? And then he dropped. That's why he didn't do it. Webster, I'm going to let that dog lay where he is. Let's go to Mark in Chicago. Mark, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Jack and Webster. Pleasure to be with both you gentlemen. I think this there's so many complex issues here that we have to focus. And as Webster always says, I'm a devotee of Webster, and I use a lot of his terminology, is MIHOP and the 9/11 criminals and the crimes that are involved. And I built a website, 911essentials.com, E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L-S. It features videos of everybody that you can think of, from Webster to David Ray Griffin, Morgan Reynolds, Jeff King, Dr. Stephen Jones, Alex, Ron Paul. I mean, I've got everybody on there, Kevin Ryan, David Shaler. And what I think what has to be done is, I believe in Webster's theory of looking forward, we have to start inoculating people and getting them aware of this. Almost as if it's like you're trying to turn somebody onto a new band or new music. They have to find this out. And by this,
you're talking about MIHOP in general.
MIHOP in general, in this situation that's going on now. With these,
folks, I mean, for those of you listening for the first time, that means made it happen on purpose as pertaining to 9/11, whereas some people might say that they let it happen or they didn't do anything at all. I just wanted to clear up the terminology for people. Mark,
sure,
go ahead.
As I think Webster would say, you're leading the lambs to the slaughter if you believe in LIHOP. It's just absolutely ludicrous to think that those things, and it's a farce. And I think the hardest thing is getting people to understand that their media that they turn on every night is a bunch of bull, and it's not the facts of what's going on. And I get on the radio here a lot, and I start talking to, reporters and people with talk shows, and I start talking about things like the Iranian bourse and the Russian RTS and the fact that, Putin's going to be looking to make the ruble an actual world currency and trading gold with it too, possibly, and the fact that the Vatican and the French and Italian oil companies have decided to go euro. I mean, the world is so complex that Americans are they're anesthetized from anything of this. So when you start talking to these talk show hosts, unless there's somebody like you guys, they look at you and they go, "Thank you, next call." They literally don't know what you're talking about.
Well, of course they don't. Yeah. Well, no, because look, if you're Webster knows this good and well. If you are a talking head for a mainstream media outlet, you're generally somebody who gets a script, you read the script, you don't even really have to know much about it. Now, there are pundits out there and people like Bill Kristol and others who whose job it is to put things on the record and to try to get Americans thinking in a way that obviously is beneficial to them. Webster, is there a way for people to understand the complicated geopolitical world we live in without getting them a five-year education in all of this?
Well, I think right now the thing that you have to bear in mind is if there are any massacres of Americans in Lebanon, and indeed if weapons of mass destruction go off anywhere in the world, it's not Hezbollah, it's not Iran, it's not Syria, it's not bin Laden in the famous cave.
Yeah.
It is Cheney. Cheney's office, Cheney's backers, Cheney's controllers. And again, this proves to be the case. We've proven it again this time. The Beaver Creek, Colorado meeting of the American Enterprise Institute with Cheney, Rumsfeld, Netanyahu, and I forgot, Nathan Sharansky, former Russian. Remember him? Obviously, yeah. A U.S. agent in Russia, but now in Israel, leader of one of the main warmonger parties. He was there too, and they cooked up obviously what you're now seeing.
Let me ask you another question, because you mentioned American Enterprise Institute, one of the leading think tanks here in the country, and I've interviewed a lot of people from that particular think tank, and they all seem to point to David Rockefeller being the prime controller of American Enterprise Institute. Do you believe that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's Lord Conrad Black. And this is embarrassing for them. They would like it to be David Rockefeller because he has not been criminally indicted yet. But Lord Conrad Black has,
yes,
the head of Hollinger Corporation. Now, this was a guy, he's alleged to have stolen $90 million from Hollinger. Hollinger means the London Daily Telegraph, London Sunday Telegraph, Chicago Sun-Times, a whole press empire around the world. Conrad Black was robbing the company blind with the help of his wife, Barbara Amiel, and she went around calling herself, this is not me saying it, she called herself the fascist bitch, Barbara Amiel. And Lord Conrad Black, and on the board with fiduciary responsibilities was Richard Pearl, somebody who is sure to undergo a long
series. So the head of the American Enterprise Institute, in your opinion, is a Canadian?
Pardon me?
Isn't Conrad Black a Canadian?
Yes. He's a lord of the British Empire, but originally this is something called Argus Corporation that turned into Hollinger. It's a British Empire intelligence proprietary going back to World War II. So that's who he is. He was also the leading figure, by the way, in the impeachment of Clinton, an interesting story. His papers were the flagship for the anti-Clinton movement, an interesting sideline on the whole thing. In any case, Conrad Black was their big money bags, and it turns out a lot of that money had to have been stolen. So very embarrassing for the American Enterprise Institute. I would also point out that Michael Ledeen over there, that's where he operates, he has taken it on the chin in the past month or so. A lot of his pals in Italy, some of these people in the CISMI, the Italian military intelligence, have now been indicted for their role in CIA kidnappings in Italy, and about 25 members of the CIA station have been subjected to arrest warrants. So it looks like the Ledeen networks in Italy are being rolled up by the new government of Prodi, which is a big improvement over Berlusconi.
Yeah, I just actually did a whole show on Berlusconi the other day, and that's like a whole other show here, so we'll try not to get too sidetracked. Hey, thanks for holding, everybody. Let's go to Tony in Toronto. Tony, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, hi, Jack. Hi, Webster. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about this thing that people want to just jump to Israel's defense. They have to understand the history is not as cut and dried as you like to think. There's a difference between Hebrews, Semitic, Jews, Israelites. You know, Kessler, the author of the 13th Tribe, he said himself in the book that the Jews, anyone in Israel right now would be hard-pressed to really prove that they're descendant from the ancient Israelites. You know, they got it. You know, it's obvious they don't care about us. They just killed 8 of our citizens, and I don't think we...
Yeah, that came up earlier, Tony. I don't know if you heard the caller call in earlier and said that... You know, we need to lighten up on Israel because they're the chosen people, and anyone that goes against Israel will be destroyed, according to God. But then again, we had to get into what is an Israelite, and certainly I don't believe it's the people involved in the state project of 1948. Webster, you want to address any of that?
I think we have to look at the real world and deal with the real world that we have in front of us right
okay.
now. The imperative is a Palestinian state in the 1967 borders, Israel in the 1967 borders, recognized by everybody in the region, no more settlements, no right of return, but a massive Marshall Plan for the entire area. The problem with the Israeli policy is its futility and ultimately its suicidal. If you look at Samuel Huntington's scenario book, The Clash of Civilizations, you will see that in his Third World War scenario, Israel is annihilated. The current leaders of Israel are leading Israel into annihilation.
That. We'll be right back. More of your calls, folks. Stay tuned.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, TBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
We are terrorists. We attempt to document everything we say, unlike the Fox or faux news networks. And let me tell you, I know a lot of people don't like Fox News. For their obvious points of propaganda, but let's remember all of the networks do it. Some do it worse than others. You know, something else I've noticed that when you're talking about Abu Musab Zakawi, you're looking at probably about, 90% of what you're hearing on network news being wrong. When you're talking about this Israeli Lebanon conflict, the coming conflict with Syria and potentially Iran and all of the implications. About 90% of what they're telling you is wrong. It's almost unwatchable at this point. Most of the time, I'd probably put it at about 40% right, maybe 60% wrong, and you can glean out some information out of it. But, boy, they are on a roll today. And as you said earlier, Webster Griffin Tarpley, they are on a war footing. The entire mainstream mass media, the establishment media, on a war footing. And we were told that, well, we were wrong to do that leading up to Iraq. We were maybe wrong doing that leading up to Afghanistan. And we're now going to really expose these warmongers, these chicken hawks, for who they are. And then the next thing you know, they're right back in the bandwagon marching to the tune. Webster?
Even though they have had some defections, if you watched Fox yesterday, there was a guy called Bibi Lakwa from the Special Forces who had it up to here. He said he thought the Israelis ought to stop bombing bridges, stop killing civilians. He said they're schizophrenic. They never understand. Yeah. They think they can bomb people into liking them and opposing their enemies. So the level of insanity is very, very high, and there are some people, I think, who are not so happy to go along with it. But
I saw a couple of instances like that. In fact, they brought on, I forget his name, he wrote the book on confronting Iran, I believe.
Exactly. That was the third case in the afternoon, that guy.
And they were trying to get him to pin everything on Iran. He's like, no, I don't think we can.
As our dear friend President Putin says, there is no proof that says that whatever Hezbollah does is dictated from Tehran and Damascus. That is a fairy tale.
Yeah,
Money, your
good friend, not mine.
You know, moral support, sure. Propaganda support,
right.
But orders, there's no proof. So you can't start World War III based on assumptions.
Well, you can and you will. That's what we're here to try to stop, of
right.
course. Let's go back to Tony. We cut you off there at the end. I just wanted to give you a chance to finish up. Tony in Toronto, anything else?
A couple key points that people need to know. The Quran actually does recognize that Christ is the Messiah and that the Israelites are God's chosen people. So all this stuff you see on TV and all the, you know, spoon-fed version of the Bible you've been given and prophecy, it's all just nonsense. It's just so twisted.
Thanks, Tony.
People let you to understand.
Appreciate your comments. Thanks for calling in today. Tonto in Texas is back on a better phone, I'm told. Tonto, we're going to give you another crack at it. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Kind of. Go ahead. Well, you're cutting out a little bit again. Yeah, it's not going to work, Tonto. Look, folks, this is the thing. We're going very fast here. We've got a limited amount of time. I want everybody to get in, especially those of you who have held for so long, but there's just no way we can put you on the radio if your phone doesn't work. Don't even attempt to call in to a radio show on a substandard phone. Check it out first. Make sure it works, and then we'll save you a lot of time holding. Sorry for that, Tonto. We gave you two cracks, and you're out. Scott in Ohio, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Doing a great job, as usual.
Okay, thanks.
Greetings, Mr. Tarpley.
Hello.
The previous caller kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but I'd like to get your take on the following. I really take issue with the caller talking about blessing Israel. This whole issue of the unquestioning American support for Israel is based on the Judeo-Christian neocon assumption that the Israelis or Jews in general are, you know, actually the lineal descendants of the biblical Israelites. This is an incredibly powerful and controlling assumption which actually directs our Middle East foreign policy. Due to Judeo-Christian neocon influence in our...
Hold on a second, Scott. I mean, do you believe that, Webster, that they're doing all of this for some type of prophecy reason, or do you believe they're just using that for an excuse?
And no, if you read the writings of Leo Strauss, he basically says... We're all atheists here, but we color ourselves with some kind of a religion because it's convenient for us. That's the guru of the neocons, an atheist.
So the bottom line here is, Scott, I mean, you know, this is the excuse. In fact, if you read a lot of the liberal writings, you'll hear a lot about this. They're possessed with the end times, they're possessed with the Bible, and that's why they're doing all of this. Except when you actually look into who these people are and you see a movie like Alex Jones' Order of Death, you see that not only are they atheists, they're occultists, they're Babylonians, and they worship some Egyptian deity somewhere.
But that doesn't really matter when the neocons themselves, the Judeo-Christian mindset, is that...
They're not, though. That's what I'm telling you. They're not of that mindset. This is all a ruse. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
We We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
What would George Washington do? That question was asked earlier. I don't mind a question like that. I think that's a good question, a good way to beat this into philosophy. And I'm happy to do that. Webster Griffin Tarpley with us today. I'm going to go back to the phones, but let me ask you a polite question. Can you call in with questions? Correct me if I'm wrong here, Webster. Do we have you on the show today to talk about the geopolitical aspects of this, or do we have you on today to talk about the religious aspects? If so, go ahead and make a statement pertaining to religion, if you like.
I think the questions of religion have got to take second or third place to the urgent humanitarian need of finding a peaceful solution. Remember that inside Israel, you have a multi-ethnic state with a million or more Arabs who live in Israel and are citizens of a certain kind and do vote in elections and so forth. So the notions of an ethnic or racial or religious analysis, I think they all lead us in the wrong directions, because one guy comes with his holy book and says this land has to be one thing, and the other guy comes with his holy book that says the opposite, and then that leads to a bloodbath.
Yeah.
The one thing we can say is Under Christianity, we have essentially two commandments: love God, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor is the area of cooperation, economic development, doing positive things to improve the lot of people. There's a similar concept in Islam, social solidarity. There's a similar concept in Confucianism. It's benevolence and the need to make people prosperous and then to educate them. So this is the basis of human survival. Again, what we've got to have is that political solution with a development program. You can say there's no common interest between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Let us use economic development to create a common interest. And then we have to have a Palestinian state with its own ports, airports, land crossings, its own foreign relations, its own financing, completely independent. And the border between a Palestinian state and Israel has got to be absolutely inviolable. Inviolable. In other words, that's the place where an international peacekeeping force to patrol that, to make sure that neither side crosses it.
I absolutely agree with this. This is the common sense solution here, and until we see that we're edging in that type of a direction, the rest of it will be more war, more bloodshed, more, as I call it, collective necrophilia in the Middle East. And let me say this, you know, I'm a spiritual person. I just don't happen to believe that if you want to get a spiritual answer to some of these questions, calling in today with myself and Webster Tarpley aboard is probably the best place to go. I'm sure there are better places to go to get better spiritual or Christian analysis than what we have today in the remaining 15 minutes. And I want to get to the hardcore geopolitical issues, questions, and answers. And I hope that we can go more into that direction. That being said, let's go ahead and spin the roulette wheel. We'll go to Mark in Atlanta. Mark, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how's God bless you, Lee?
Good to have you aboard, Mark.
I'm under the impression that the unstated purpose for the State of Israel was to foment friction between the Jewish people and the Muslim nations. And I believe, you know, as evidenced by the fact that unstated goals in modern politics generally succeed wildly, just as the UN's unstated goal is to form a one-world government. And they've been incredibly successful in that end. And my buddies at the JBS, the John Birch Society, have told me that basically the thing is, don't be deceived by what the claim the purpose is to give the Jewish people a homeland, because from what I've heard, the government of the State of Israel are primarily secular humanists. They claim to be Israelis, but they don't really practice Judaism proper.
You want to comment on that, Webster?
I think I can't disagree with much. Israelis,
of that.
Just like everybody else, have the right to practice whatever religion they want or no religion at all. I don't see this one world government. What I see is City of London financiers, Wall Street financiers, and the Israelis as a kind of appendage of this. Naturally, modern Zionism goes back to Lord Palmerston. This was the British being concerned with the smaller peoples of the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire at that time. They were interested in cultivating Druzes, Kurds, Copts, Greeks, Armenians, Jews also. Palmerston got the idea of colonizing the Middle East with Jewish immigrants from various other parts of the world. This is then promoted. I think Jack mentioned the Balfour Declaration and similar things. Notice in World War I, the British and the French were able to promise the same territory to three different people, to themselves, to the Arabs, and then also to the Jews. So this was obviously done with a tremendous bad faith. But whatever the history is, you're now confronted with those millions of Israelis there and these 4 million Palestinians here. The only possible solution is a two-state solution with a strong economic development program that would also be a key to beginning economic recovery in this country, because our economy is collapsing. We've just lost one-third of General Motors and about one-third of our remaining industrial jobs, if you look across the auto industry,
yep,
just in the past couple of months. The United States economy is sinking like a stone towards a one-way thermodynamic collapse, and one way to get out of that would be to start producing railroad technology for the Middle East.
Hey, the Federal Reserve itself says the U.S. is heading for bankruptcy, and I'm going to cover that probably on my program following this show. Mark, quickly, anything else? I thought you made some good points, and I happen to also believe that part of establishing the Israeli state in the Middle East was to eventually create chaos and then order out of chaos, and it seems to be working wonderfully over the last 60 years. Let's go to David. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your guest there made the point in the last hour that one-third of Israeli children live in extreme poverty.
Yes.
I think the great majority of them are the children of the Orthodox, the Lubavitchers, the Hasidim, that don't work, that don't serve in the army, they don't shave, they don't bathe, but they all got seven or eight kids.
Okay, I don't know what the point of that question is. Can you figure that out?
Judge not, lest you be judged, would be my my version. Whoever they are, nobody deserves to live in poverty. And the one
he says they're bringing them on themselves in a way, even comparing.
You got work and you have seven or eight kids. You should be poor.
But if there's no work, where are you going to work? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
The problem here is that the Israeli economy under Netanyahu's misleadership is a caricature of wild capitalism, deregulation, free market insanity, domination by cartels. An extreme oligarchical economy for a few plutocrats, and everybody else takes it on the chin. And this is important to understand because it explains the obvious irrationalism of the Israeli political leaders. They're sitting on top of a pressure cooker, which is about to explode for them, and that's one of the reasons they do what they do.
Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show with Webster Tarpley.
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. It's a pleasure to be on the program, Webster. I appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you.
Here's a geopolitical question. In the past year, and I've been doing a lot of work calling AM and FM stations trying to get our message out on constitutionalism, and on this Israeli question, there's a lot of talk by the Zionists and those supporters of them saying that the Arab countries in the region want to do away with Israel, whereas Israel has not put out any kind of policy statement wanting to do away with any of the Arab countries. And I did pick up in the last year somewhere where there was a plan to divide Iraq into five provinces. And I just want, my question is, do you have any concrete information where Israel may have been floating out plans to recreate boundaries of any of the Arab countries? And I did see it floated out on the mainstream media before, you know, this latest escalation of turmoil in Iraq, where NBC and others were saying, well, perhaps the thing to do is divide Iraq into several pieces. If we can have some concrete evidence that Israel is behind that, it will help us to neutralize this argument by the Zionists saying that, hey, we're just friendly people over here, and it's the Arabs that want to do away with Israel.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, good question. If you look on the Internet, and actually, Jack, I can send this to you. I have in front of me the Bernard Lewis plan map for the Middle East. Naturally, this plan is to dismember and balkanize every existing country in the Middle East. And, of course, it's made in London. It's made by the past masters of the Middle East, the people who created all of these countries, after all, including Israel, the British Arab Bureau, and the British Foreign Office. Now, Bernard Lewis, you know, he operates out of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton. When he just had his 80th birthday, he had Cheney there, Kissinger there for him. Bernard Lewis is the guy. It means that Iraq is divided into three parts: Kurds, Sunni desert state in the middle, Shiistan in the south. We get a Kurdistan, which is carved out of Turkey, out of Iran, out of Syria, out of Iraq. Lebanon gets divided, a Druze entity, a Maronite entity. Sudan gets cut into two parts. Pakistan gets cut into Pashtunistan and Balochistan. Iran fares the worst. They get divided six ways: Balochistan, Arabistan, Kurdistan, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, and sitting in the middle of landlocked, oil-less Iranistan. That is the goal. It is the balkanization of all of these countries. Jack, if you're, this is a very crude map that I put together, but sure, if you're interested in it, I'd be glad to send you one.
If you would, and I'll compare it.
You can put it up on your website if you give me a good email address to send it to.
JackBlood@Hotmail.com.
Okay. And concerning the other part of it, concerning who feels threatened, I've been on Israeli national radio a couple of times, and people call in and say, look, you know, we feel threatened by Iran. because they may soon have a nuclear weapon. And I have to say, well, imagine how the Iranians feel, because you already have 400 nuclear weapons. What are they to feel? If we have a situation where people feel threatened, then go to the table, the negotiating table. What we need is obviously an international conference for the Middle East that would attempt to solve everything all at once. Israel, Palestine, the question of the Kurds, the question of Lebanon, the question of what happens with Iraq, the situation of Iran, what's with Sudan, what's with all these other places.
Sure.
Put
but
I mean,
but as you say, there's the Balkanization there runs pretty deep through decades, if not centuries. How do you get people to come to the table, number one, and then to agree on anything, number two?
Yeah, this would be the role of an American president, if we can remember what this might be. If you are the leading state in the world, you ought to take the responsibility. I can remember a U.S.-Soviet statement in the early 80s that called for the convocation of a Middle East peace conference. Secretary Rogers, under the Nixon regime, tried to move in this direction. We need a general peace conference for the Middle East. It should be devoted to peace and economic reconstruction, because every one of these places has now been destroyed by war. Iraq, Iran, Israel, Lebanon, Syria, all of them destroyed by war or internal problems over recent years, or by tremendous cataclysms like Sudan.
And let's not forget Afghanistan. We seem to always forget them.
Throw them into the Middle East, too, and have everybody come to the table. And then let them say, those who feel threatened should speak, and the others will say, well, we feel threatened, too. So what's the answer?
Well, I mean, look, the fact is, making that all happen, this is a proper solution, and I credit you, Webster, for bringing this to the table. Unfortunately, let's be realistic here. Let's use some common sense. George W. Bush isn't likely to do that. George Bush's successor isn't likely to do any of this. And then we've got, again, more hostilities and more animosity than ever before throughout the Middle East. So what happens next? Barring this wonderful table where we all sit around and have a few cocktails together and hammer out the solutions and then abide by those treaties and those solutions, what happens next? Total chaos, total turmoil, total world war? Is that the other side of it? Is that the only other answer?
According to some of the Lebanese papers, the Israelis have in effect issued a 72-hour ultimatum to Damascus, to Syria, saying either you Syrians bring Hezbollah to the point of surrendering, dissolving, laying down their arms, which is obviously absurd, or we Israelis will attack Syria. Now, I think it's important, if people have any political ability at all in terms of being in the peace movement or being in a religious group or something like this, obviously let's use the democratic apparatus that we still have, the free speech that we still have. We will not go into World War III as the tail on the Israeli kite. The Israeli attacks on Lebanon have got to stop. There's got to be an immediate ceasefire. We're also concerned about our 25,000 fellow citizens, the 40,000 Canadians and untold others. But for all of them, for everybody in Lebanon, the bombing has to end. The U.S. has got to threaten Israel with the immediate cessation of all payments of that $4 billion to $5 billion yearly allowance that they get paid for all of these weapons, and people's congressmen, you know, we're in the middle of an election campaign right now, should hear about this. And the people coming out, I saw George Allen, an unfortunate senator from Virginia who's fighting for his life against a very interesting challenger here in Virginia across the river. He's on the straight Israeli line. People like that should be voted out of office. And, of course, the primary in Connecticut, right, with Senator Lieberman, an extreme warmonger position on all of these things would be another possibility. So there are all kinds of elections where you can make your voice heard. Go to candidates' forum, speak up, call into radio talk shows, call into C-SPAN and some of these others.
You know, that's a really good idea, because the mainstream media has given us the illusion here that 99% of Americans are behind Israel and they can just do whatever they want. And if they start hearing from you, and you have your facts straight and you have an organized message, then I believe, you know, people will be able to at least gauge that not everyone is on board with whatever Israel wants to do.
Exactly. But the other big thing is 9/11 truth. Ultimately, we have been lurching along the brink of the abyss here for about 24 months, according to my count.
Yeah.
In order to pull back from the abyss, we've got to have the neocons rolled up the invisible government people rolled up, and the financiers behind them also rolled
and
up.
And 9/11 is a great way to do that.
And 9/11 is what.
And you know, you just kind of gave me a good segue because I wanted to ask you on my show on Friday. We meant to put this on the Alex Jones show, and they helped me book the interview with. Oh my God! You know this always happens to me, right? Great, going right to a break. Daniel Ellsberg, anyway, is the name I was looking for. So we had Daniel Ellsberg on our program, and I asked him about 9/11, and he said he's starting to lean towards 9/11 being an inside job. And what he said is the sequel to 9/11, the next terrorist event here on our soil, will definitely, without a doubt, be our Reichstag. That coming from Daniel Ellsberg, who brought down the Nixon administration with the Pentagon Papers. What do you think the weight is of someone like that coming out now and seemingly joining us with 9/11 Truth?
Well, Daniel Ellsberg would represent the left liberal or radical liberal community. And generally, I have to say that this stratum as a group, if we look at Noam Chomsky, Amy Goodman, Michael Moore, and so forth, these have been the worst enemies of 9/11 Truth, parroting the Bush Virgin, attacking anybody who challenged it. If Ellsberg is breaking in the direction of 9/11 Truth, which I would love to see, but I'll believe it when I see it, that would be a sea change. And
I think so, and you probably should read my analysis coming out tonight on that, and you might be shocked at what he said.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror, and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final moments today on the Alex Jones program. Again, Jack Blood sitting in for Alex, most likely tomorrow as well. Alex should be back recharged, ready to go on Wednesday's edition of the Alex Jones Show. My program, Deadline Live, following this show Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time on this very network. I believe we are on the 1 and 3 streams. If you're listening to GCNlive.com, just go to jackblood.com for more information. And we will be continuing a lot of this discussion. I'm going to carry over any callers into our program. So if you've been holding, you want to stay aboard, we'll get you on at least the first half hour of our program Deadline Live following this show. Remaining moments with Webster Tarpley. Webster, we had a tip in here at Infowars.com, and this was put in front of me by one of the producers. They wanted me to ask you about the Aspen Institute. They've been very active. A number of senators, policymakers, congressmen, Madeleine Albright, these types, all working at the Aspen Institute, which, by the way, is where Ken Lay died. What do you know about this organization, and what might they be getting ready for?
This is a very, very nefarious think tank. It's always on the wrong side of every issue, and it is one of the. It's up there with the Council on Foreign Relations, the American Enterprise Institute, and a number of others. Brookings is bad enough in its own way. And that's the Aspen Institute, and they have all kinds of conferences, and you can look for them to be involved.
By looking at some of the people involved in the conference, it seems like a lot of medical people. The former deputy administrator for USAID was involved in this. People heading superintendents of public schools. It looks to me, I mean, if I'm reading this right, it looks to me like they're getting ready for something. You know, Webster, we also noticed that the Funeral Directors Association here in Texas talking about what they're going to do with all the dead bodies from the flu. We've got the Red Cross saying that the mutation of the bird flu will be landing in Peoria, Illinois, just before the election in November. It seems to me that almost the powers that be might be getting ready to unleash a virus or have some information about a virus coming our way that are going to be killing millions of people. And I don't want to scare people here, but I'm seeing all of this information starting to come together and a lot of lip service being paid to this and even now coming out of the Aspen Institute.
I would urge people to follow the website False Flag News. Just Google False Flag News. The site has been up, it has been down, it's been under a cyber attack, and False Flag News is the central clearinghouse for all news about drills, exercises, weapons of mass destruction, atomic, biological, chemical warfare. There's a tremendous number of them. There's some going on in Maryland, there are some going on at NASCAR sites in Tennessee. I try to keep up with this, but if you go to False Flag News, you get a compendium of them. And I just wanted to mention one other thing. People in the Washington, D.C. area, I'm giving a lecture on 9/11 in Tacoma Park City Hall Sunday at 2 p.m. Tacoma Park is a suburb of Washington, D.C., just outside the district line. Tacoma Park Metro, walk to Tacoma Park City Hall, and I'll be there at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
2 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday. Is more information about that at tarpley.net?
Well, go to dc911truth.org.
DC911truth.org. When are you coming down here to Austin, Texas to give a speech?
Whenever I'm invited, I guess.
I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people show up to see you down here, and I'd like to pitch in if I can to make that possible. What a great 2 hours it's been, Webster. We've learned so much. My head is still actually spinning from so many of the things you passed along to us today, but always great to have you on the Alex Jones Show. Best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much, folks. A lot of information. Make of it what you can. We'll be back in just about 6 minutes for Deadline Live, and I'll be back again tomorrow in this very chair, the big man's chair, the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Now get out there and fight the New World Order.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.